The theme of the message today is glorify God. Let's read Psalm 19 from verse 1 to 6. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. As you look up and see the skies, you become aware of the presence of God. The invisible God displays himself in the reality of his creation, which we see around us. There can be no excuse for anyone to question the existence of God. The splendor of his glory is clearly to be seen in the heavens. Actually, he has left his signature in his creation. Verse 1 says, the skies proclaim his handiwork. Verse 2 says, day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. In other words, each day speaks to the following day, and each night makes him known. While the days and the nights themselves are silent and unspoken, they have a speech and a language which testify about God and is heard everywhere. Romans 1, verse 19 to 20 says, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Apart from looking around to see the evidence of a God, I would like you to look one other place for evidence of God. I would like you to look at yourself. The very fact that you exist is enough proof that God is. You are the reality of the invisible God. It is his wisdom that keeps you going and keeps his creation going. It is this wisdom that does for us what our brains could never do. His wisdom circulates our blood, digests our food, pumps our heart, expands and decreases our lungs as we breathe in and out, immunizes our bodies, and heals our wounds while our conscious minds are engaged in other matters. Yes, you are wonderfully made. And in Psalm 139, verse 14, the psalmist says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Be conscious of who you are. You are an extension of God's being. His divine nature is what moves you to honor him. And just as all creation honors and glorifies him, you praise him because you are wonderfully made. Isaiah 43 verse 7 says, you were created for his glory. We read in Luke 19, 37 to 40. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." Here we can see that praising God is a desire that every disciple need to express. When the Pharisees told Jesus to rebuke his disciples for glorifying him, Jesus replied, "If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." Again, we are shown the importance of praising God in Psalm 8, verse 2. "Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger." It is often thought that babies who do not speak audibly are only jabbering. However, in fact, the scripture tells us that they are praising God. Psalm 8 from verse 3 to 5 continues to explain the importance of glorifying God. It says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor." The consciousness of God is a gift that keeps you aware of His creation. When you look around, wherever you find yourself, you will see the greatness of God and cannot help but glorify Him. Having a lack of knowledge about God will not enable you to credit Him for His creation. The greatest satisfaction that any believer in Christ can experience is the merging together of two things. This is the fusion of all what you see and the consciousness of all what you feel, knowing that it all belongs to the Trinity of God. Not having a consciousness of God is a travesty that no one can afford. You see, it causes the individual to become self-centered and egoistic. Such a person closes all avenues to allow God into his life, because unfortunately, he begins to see himself as his own God. That is why an individual that doesn't believe in God is likely to have a change of heart and come to believe in the existence of God when he looks around and starts to acknowledge the wonder of God's creation. This is how the transformation of being self-centered to being God-centered took place in my life and caused me to write the following poem. "My world came tumbling down, but when I woke up and looked around, you were there. Your loving arms caressed my shattered soul, and I laid my weary head to rest upon you. And you comforted me, and you nurtured me. And now, with your strength, I'll jump the moat and scale the wall and wield my sword across the battlements. And when I fall, I'll look for you, and you'll comfort me." May you be inspired to glorify God in everything that you see and feel, and so by enrich your life. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Made me whole. Now I can pray to the one through the sun. Night and day, He is there to call upon. Abba, my Father. Is in this place.